Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is among about 60 mayors from across the globe who are meeting at the Vatican this week. They're rallying around the issue of climate change prior to the United Nations climate talks in Paris later on this year. Pope Francis told the group that he's hoping that UN members will make a priority of fighting global warming and another issue, human trafficking, which exploits the world's most vulnerable people. Ray Flynn is a former mayor of Boston and the former U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. He welcomes the Pope's decision to tackle these issues at the seminar. Flynn says that when he was mayor in the 80s and 90s, human trafficking and sexual exploitation were not a significant problem in Boston, but they are now.
It's a new phenomenon. This can only help focus and shed light on a very important, critical issue in America today.
Give us a reality check on what happens when mayors, including Mayor Walsh, meet with the Pope, as a group in particular, to talk about an issue like sexual trafficking or climate change. Who's listening to whom?
Well, that's a good point. Regardless of your position on various issues, the moral voice and influence of the Pope always elevates the conversation to a higher, more enlightened level. It's not about being partisan. It's not about being ideological. But today's international conference and tomorrow's international conference will shed light on issues, by the way, that oftentimes the international community, local political leaders don't really want to talk about because they're powerful special interests that are advocating an opposite position. Climate change. You know darn well that there is a powerful special political interest in America that is opposing the Pope's position on climate change. So what happens now? Now we've just elevated the debate. So more people are going to become aware. More people are going to be talking about it.
And what about beyond Catholics, Catholic mayors in particular? Does the Pope have a role in speaking beyond the Catholic community, and should he?
Well, these aren't even really Catholic issues per se. These are moral issues that affect people of all different walks of life and backgrounds.
But he's the head of the Catholic Church.
He's the head of the Catholic Church. There'll be as many people there that aren't Catholic who are strong advocates for the positions that he's raising as there are Catholics.
So what happens then when the mayor comes back home? The Pope's message already very much appeals to him. So what does that mean that we look for in the Boston area? And what's the actual, you know, maybe it's not an immediate cause and effect, but what's the actual result on an issue, number one, like climate change, a global issue, number two, like sexual trafficking, global issue again, which you say has a foothold in Boston?
Yeah, but it elevates the issue to a position of priority.
And what's the result of that?
The result of it is it forms public opinion. What is it? President Wilson used to say, public opinion rules the world. When people become informed, this issue of sexual exploitation and trafficking is not just a New York problem or a Chicago problem. It's a Boston problem. He will have the moral credibility of the Pope supporting what he's trying to do in Boston.
How about other mayors where the pushback against climate change, science is quite different?
It is quite different. That's a great point. What it does, it puts them in a difficult position.
So will they come back with more moral authority?
They'll come back with more moral authority. If you don't mind me saying, most of the people who are invited to this conference are pretty much in agreement already in terms of, you know, philosophically, ideologically.
And doesn't that defeat the purpose?
No, it doesn't, because it just gives us a real platform that otherwise could have been ignored. It'll force other politicians to listen to the moral voice of the issue rather than just the political side of the issue.
And does that, I mean, if you can put on your mayor's cap now, does that affect policy?
Oh, gosh, yeah, it really does. You know, sometimes I would be out fighting for rent control, and I didn't have the political establishment behind me or protecting people from displacement because of condominiums. I didn't have the public behind me because they didn't understand it. Now, can you imagine if the Pope said, you can't just be throwing these people out in the street. They deserve the dignity of their government and of society. That would have changed the whole debate, and that would have changed the whole outcome of the political issue. That's what's going to happen with this. There'll be a new awareness in America and across the world about the issue of sexual exploitation and how pollution and climate affects the poor. And that is a voice that poor people in the world, in this country, no longer have or don't have at this point in time.
Ray Flynn, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Former Boston mayor and former U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, Ray Flynn. Tomorrow, Mayor Walsh is expected to address the group at the Vatican on Boston's initiative to curb human trafficking by cracking down on prostitution.